Radio T-Mobile.
UPA Mobile, good morning.
Morning, name here is Tim, how you doing?
I'd be better if I was still laying in the bed, but my name's Jimmy.
There with you, Jimmy. I had second thoughts about crawling out of that bed this morning, but I guess those bills won't pay themselves, right?
Sir, I didn't get to sleep till close to midnight, or after midnight, actually, it was. I'm real tired this morning.
Yep, that's definitely not being in the same position. Thankfully, that was not the case for me, but, man, I hate to hear that, but hopefully you get some caffeine in you and get to rocking and rolling.
I can get out and get going and work, and I'll be fine.
What's on today, working inside or outside?
Outside now. I used to work outside all the time, did electrical work, and I got burnt out on that, so I was like, yeah, I'm done with that. Now I'm working in the plant now, running machines, CNC.
Cool. Yeah, I've always been interested in the CNC stuff. That stuff always intrigues me. It's neat to watch that stuff go. So, yeah, that's neat. Do you enjoy it?
About 20 years ago. Yeah, I've been doing it about 5 years now, and I really enjoy it.
Super cool. Who do you work for?
I'm at the Belton plant. We got one in Greenville, too, over near Garlandson Road. We used to be called Baldor.
What do you guys do? That is really sticking out to me like I've heard that before.
We make gearboxes. For electric conveyors or even water pumps and in the industrial, you know, like in wastewater treatment, stuff like that, anywhere from little tiny handheld size or hand size ones up to big, huge truck engine size ones, just gearbox itself, huge. Like parts I make on my machine, I make hollow shafts for the gear shafts, the hollow shafts, the shaft itself, and I make anywhere from parts that are 4 inches long, half inch diameter, up to the part I'm making today. It's 2 feet long and 6.5 inches diameter, huge part.
Good deal. Now, do you do anything that gets into the actual automotive realm, like on the big trucks?
Conveyors and pumps and motors. My company, Baldor, there actually, though we used to be, it's still a company, but they make electric motors, and we make the gearboxes that go on those motors.
That's pretty cool. Well, man, that sounds like a lot of fun there. Like I said, that stuff's always intrigued me. So, that was not what I was thinking. I must have been thinking something else. We're in the trucking industry, so we work on tractor trailers and that kind of stuff. But we deal with some pretty large gearboxes, but that's obviously different from this one. But we get into that kind of stuff.
Transmission stuff, they make, of course, they make transmissions for automotive.
Yeah.
Change the names again this time next year. Probably they're looking to put our company up for sale. Hopefully it'll end up going to another decent company. And they keep selling our company, but it's in all the people that's ever owned us, where our plant itself especially has always been their top producing, top money-making plant. And they'll run us for about 5, 7, 8 years and put us up for sale. Well, I never have understand that, especially considering we've always been the top plant of anybody that's ever owned us.
Never, man, you never know what they got going on with that kind of stuff. It's always got to be some sort of money-making deal, but unless you're sitting there in those meetings, you may never really know what in the world they're actually thinking.
On this time, it's the guy that just changed CEOs, and the guy that came over, he likes to come into a company, take the company and take it back to their core, what they originally started their company out to be, and only focus on that and try to get rid of all the other subsidiaries that they've turned into over the years.
Gotcha. Well, I guess that could be both good and bad on that. I could see pros and cons of that thing, but it's fine. Whatever floats his boat, I guess.
Yeah, ABB, the company we are now, their original thing was robotics, and they make good robotics. And you may have seen ABB on some of the robots or something. They've used those robots in automotive industry.
Gotcha. Yeah, very possible on that. But, yeah, it's one of those things, I guess, just whatever that guy's into, you know, whatever gets him excited about business and makes him some money, I guess that's what he'll do. But maybe not the best thing for everybody, but I guess you can't always please everybody.
Yeah, like some Chinese company or something, or another foreign company don't come in and buy us out and just for the name and ship everything over to somewhere else.
Do that. How far of a drive is it for you to get to work?
Back road. I go down halfway down Highway 25, another half trip down Highway 247 towards Belt.
Yeah, I've only got about a 20-minute drive myself. It's not too bad in the mornings. In the afternoons, you can get a little bit longer with traffic, but not a big deal. But looking forward to the weekend, though. It looks like, man, we're going to have some nice weather. I guess we got a little bit of chance of rain mixed in somewhere. I think I saw Saturday evening or something. But for the most part, it looks like we should have a pretty nice weekend.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff outside I need to get taken care of this weekend while I got a chance while it's nice. It turned off real nice yesterday.
Supposed to shape up, be pretty nice. Mid-60s or something and sunny? I'll take that.
Yeah.
You get the house you like to play with? Do any HF or anything like that?
HF, yeah. I just got my license back a few months ago. Been playing around on 2 meters, 70 centimeters. Enjoying that. I got my mobile, Kenwood TMV71. Sometimes I'll carry it in the house. I got an antenna in the attic, line running down the, or got it run down into the back porch, but sometimes I'll pull that line into the, through the little dog door on the back door and hook it up to the mobile radio into the house so I can get out a little further with it that way.
65-watt radio?
But it's dual band. I think the 65 is the, I think that's the 281, and I think it is 65, but I think it's 2 meters only. Either that or it's dual band, but it only shows, only has a screen that only shows one band at a time. I can't remember which.
You're right. It's that just hit me as soon as you said it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just a 2 meter rig on that one. My brother-in-law has one of those. Man, for the money, that is a slick rig, because I think you can buy one of those brand new for about $150 or something. I was super impressed with the audio quality on that rig, and I imagine yours is identical to that as far as that portion of it goes. And yeah, they make a fantastic radio.
It's supposed to be really, really good for 2 meter. It's for the money. And this one here is probably, yes, it's got, dual band, cross band repeat and all that, but I think it should be $100 cheaper, I think I got it for around $350, I think, but it's solid. I did have to, was having a problem, hold on a second, with it on cold mornings. Anytime once it gets below about 35, I turn it on first thing and it would start. It's like acting all kind of weird and crazy. Start scanning frequencies on its own, hopping around back and forth and wouldn't do anything. And I ended up contacting Kenwood, and I emailed them. They actually emailed me back within about 10 minutes and told me I needed to do a firmware update. It just come out wiggle. They'd seen that, they'd heard they'd had that problem on some of them, and the firmware fixed that problem. So, good now.
Good. I'm glad you got that straightened out. That would be annoying to have to deal with for sure. It's good when companies stay up and listen and update their equipment and everything. So I'm always looking for updates on any of my stuff just to keep it up to speed, make them better. But that's good when companies pay attention to what's going on. Well, I'm rolling up to work, so I'm going to hop out of here. I hope you have a fantastic day and have fun making that big old part today, and it goes well and smooth. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead. And there's usually a couple of us that hop on here in the mornings about this time. So anytime you're out there, just come on in. We're always looking to add people. So 7-3 to you, and hopefully we'll maybe catch up with you one day next week. KK4POT.
too. Yeah, on Friday's about the only mornings I get a chance to get on here this early. I normally go in at 8 and I work 8 to 6 usually, but on Fridays I get to go in at 6 and get off at 4, so that's my overtime day. But it's like a good talk to you, and I'll try to get back on here again sometime this early and talk KO4 GPA. Listening.